One of the most sensible things ever written on the subject of patriotism was a short essay by the Anglo-Irish writer and wit Oliver Goldsmith in 1765. At that time, Britain had just ended a 7 years' war, had half a dozen smaller wars going on around Europe, and would soon be at war with the new United States. Goldsmith thought this was all madness. The main point of his essay was this question, and I quote, "Is it not possible to love my country without hating the inhabitants of other countries?" Patriotism is not a subject that lends itself to quiet rational discussion or even thought. It's an emotion, and usually a positive one. Your birthplace gives you your language, your culture, your memories, even your prejudices. It's always a big part of who you are. Nothing could be more normal and healthy than patriotism. The 4th of July on Friday is a big patriotic celebration, but here's where nationalism enters the picture. Flags, parades, triumphal songs and rhetoric seem more like nationalism than patriotism. Patriotism is quiet. Nationalism is loud and often aggressive. Nationalism, very often, is patriotism weaponized and looking for a fight. This has been a problem ever since nation-states were invented. Whenever we take an international flight, we get a lesson in human geography that we'd usually prefer to ignore. Looking down at the moving patterns of the earth, we see that it is all connected. France, Belgium, Holland, and Germany flow by as a seamless carpet of land. And even when we return across the Atlantic into Canadian airspace, the surface of the earth is not obviously Canadian. When we fly over the invisible border into the United States, nothing changes. From 30,000 feet, it's one world. From space, it's just a bright blue marble with no frontiers, and nothing to distinguish Texas from Mongolia. If only we could follow the example of the Roman Emperor Caracalla in the year 212, who proclaimed that all of the fractious provinces, Saxons, Gauls, Turks, Syrians, and dozens of other nationalities, were all to be Roman under a single government with a single language. All became citizens, about 30 million of them, which must have been the biggest grant of citizenship in the history of the world. What a gloriously idealistic gesture that was. It's only a pity that the newly created Roman citizens of the new Roman megastate continued fighting one another as if nothing had happened. The empire itself soon fell apart. Emperors can do many things, but as Oliver Goldsmith sadly concluded in 1765, there's not much that even they can do about belligerent human nature. This is David Boucher.